Good morning, everyone. My name is Luke, and I will be your conference operator. Welcome to Otello City Express's first quarter 2024 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Please ensure that your full name is displayed correctly on Zoom. If not, please take a moment to edit your display name. I will now turn the call over to Hector Vasquez, the company's Investor Relations Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. We released our first quarter 2024 results yesterday after the market closed, which can be viewed on Otello City Investor Relations website. We want to remind you that during this call, management comments may include forward-looking statements. We ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call is Mr. Luis Barrios, our CEO, and Mr. Santiago Parra, the company's CFO. Luis will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Santiago, who will present the company's financial results. We will then open the floor for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Luis.
Thank you, Hector. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today as we present Otello City Express's first quarter 2024 results. This past quarter has been marked by the quantum leap in our journey towards our consolidation with the distribution platform of Marriott. Strong financial results, operational improvements, and significant advancements in our service offerings. I am pleased to share that we have achieved a 10% increase in revenue alongside record highs in our average daily room rate. Furthermore, we continue with the expansion of our business beyond the hotel management and operations, launching our offering of hotel management, project management, IT, and development services to other brands. We will further provide details on this later. Since its establishment, Otello City was designed around a unique business model that brought an innovative product to the market, focusing on forward-thinking design and construction alongside exceptional service standards. This approach led our brand to be internationally recognized for our expertise in the operation and management of hotels and solidify the loyalty of our customer base. Our partnership with Marriott International was a testament to the global recognition of the strength of our brand within Mexico. This partnership and its synergies have further enhanced the stature of Otello City, integrating our brand into a globally recognized hotel chain. Building on this legacy, we have proposed a pivotal agenda item for our upcoming shareholders meeting on April 25th. The renaming of our company to Promotora de Hoteles Norte 19, Saab. This change is not just a name, but a continuation of the Otello City Express legacy, and it builds our strategic relationship with Marriott and other brands. As a result of this change, North 19 will become an integrated service entity for the hospitality industry. At Norte 19, we are poised to develop and operate other brands across different market segments, leveraging our operational capabilities to continue our growth throughout the region. This does not imply a change in our business model. Instead, we are reinforcing our commitment to the original Otello City strategy. We will maintain the operation of our various divisions and focus on growth through an asset-light strategy. We see several opportunities to enhance our service offering beyond traditional hotel operations. This includes our IT services, project management, and design and supervision services. We have already secured formal certifications and authorizations from notable international hotel brands to provide these services across different categories that we will later communicate to the market. This initiative leverages our experience in business strategy and technology, including our property management system, Front2Go. Additionally, we are still pursuing formal partnerships with other international hotel chains, building on our positive track record and operational expertise. These efforts have been well received, affirming our capacity to realize these business opportunities in the near to medium term. As such, we plan to increase our investments and allocate a portion of our generated cash flow to strengthen our technology platforms and support the growth strategies for our alternative business lines. A key goal for Norte 19 is to promote our operational and technological tools across the hospitality sector, targeting various hotel chains, including all-inclusive resorts, independent hotels, and OTAs in the United States and Latin America. Today, our technology platform, Front2Go, is not only certified by Marriott, but is also integrated into their systems. We are focused on expanding this product into a comprehensive hotel suite, which involves reprogramming our systems, a process that is already underway. Upcoming pilot tests are planned in the coming months, and we plan to eventually launch a true software-as-a-service product tailored to each client's needs. We will give more details to the market once we have completed the initial phase of development and garnered sufficient feedback from our pilot test. In line with our innovative approaches, we have recently initiated a pilot program and a new cantina-style restaurant called La Chula at several of our hotels. These new offerings has been well received, enhancing the guest service and driving additional revenue. Additionally, we have expanded our food and beverage services by including Starbucks cafes operating under the We Proudly Serve program, which would help to boost our top line. These are now featured in selected locations, including Cancun, Mérida, San Luis, Ensenada, Tijuana, and others to come. Turning to our operational results, I am pleased to announce that our cost-saving initiatives have proven successful at the cash flow level. As previously communicated, we anticipated in an 18-month timeline to recover the franchise fees lost through the sale of our brand, amounting to approximately 160 million pesos annually. Over the past 12 months, we have realized significant savings, including 27 million pesos in OTA's commissions, 88 million pesos in interest payments, and 4 million pesos in credit card commissions, totaling 120 million pesos during this period. These figures indicate that we are on track with our projected timeline of 18 months of recovery or payback. It's important to note that these savings are being realized at the hotel level rather than within our operating company. On the other hand, we kicked off the year on a positive note with a competitive pricing strategy that achieved historic highs in our average room rates, reaching close to 1,300 pesos. We have made significant strides in migrating our platforms and applications to Marriott servers, which have yielded positive synergy. Notably, we have seen a recovery in our share of bookings through OTAs, which was previously impacted with the migration process and affected our occupancy rates temporarily. Our digital channels engagement has increased substantially, including the loyalty program and website. This includes the integration with new global accounts brought by Marriott, contributing to an interesting increase in our international RFPs, all at improved rates. Furthermore, our mix of hotel guests has further diversified. In the first quarter of this year, we saw a changing trend in our guest mix towards international travelers. The shift not only reflects our enhanced global reach, but also underscores our strategic positioning to attract a more variety and international clientele. In terms of liquidity, we concluded the quarter with a strong cash position of 929 million pesos. We are exploring opportunities to recycle and sell some assets to reduce non-productive assets and enhance our ROICs. Leveraging the opportunities presented by nearshoring, we started the construction of the CE Marriott Tijuana in Florida this quarter, with operation expected to begin in the fourth quarter of this year. Additionally, we are nearing the inauguration of the CPE by Marriott Monterrey Centro, expected to commence City Express Plus, I'm sorry, expected to commence operations by the end of May. Our strategy focuses on selective growth through the use of our land bank, tailored to market conditions and location-specific opportunities. In conclusion, our vision remains firmly centered on being globally recognized as leaders in the hospitality sectors. We are committed to distinguishing ourselves through the integration of innovative and sustainable solutions that transform the reach of our hotel operations and services. This commitment is powered by our integral development and applications of industry-leading technology solutions, enabling us to diversify our service offerings well beyond traditional hotel management. Our initiatives are designed not only to improve our operational efficiency, but also to expand our business, offering our expertise and growing our influence across the global hospitality industry. I will now pass the call to Santiago, who will give you more details on the results from the first quarter.
Thank you, Luis, and good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to share with you our results from the first quarter of 2024. Regarding our balance sheet, I'd like to begin by emphasizing some key strategic actions taken during the quarter. We've made prepayments on several loans contracted, resulting in a reduction of our net debt and an improvement in our net debt to EBITDA ratio from 4.2 times in first quarter 23 to 3.3 times in first quarter 24. This has allowed us to strengthen the company's balance sheet. Looking at the quarterly results, my remarks will be based on HotelCity Express's first quarter 2024 financial results as prepared under IFRS guidelines. Closed the quarter with a portfolio of 152 total hotels, the same number as the first quarter of last year. Of these, 146 were considered established properties, one more than in the first quarter of 2023. The portfolio operated 17,503 rooms in the quarter, 16 more than in the first quarter of 2023. At portfolio level, our ADR increased 7.8% year over year to 1,291 pesos, while the occupancy rate stood at 54.1%. Taken together, RevPAR increased by 9.4% compared to last year, closing the quarter at 699 pesos. Record average daily rates led us to an increase in the portfolio's RevPAR. Revenue reached 924.8 million pesos for the quarter. This is a 10.1% year-on-year increase and reflects the increase in ADR and F&B compared to the same quarter of 2023. Total cost for the quarter increased 19.4% year-on-year to 810.4 million pesos. This was directly related to hotel operating costs, which rose due to the higher payroll expenses resulting from staff hiring in hotels. First quarter adjusted EBITDA was 225.1 million pesos, a decrease of 15.3% year-on-year. This resulted in a margin of 24.3% and an adjusted EBITDA 7.3 percentage points lower than recorded in the first quarter of 2023. This reduction is mainly attributed to the reduction on the operating company income. Our comprehensive financial result for the quarter decreased to 144.2 million pesos, compared to 200.7 million pesos reported in third quarter 23. This was primarily due to refinancing of the syndicated loan and better terms and conditions. At the end of the quarter, 69.6% of our total debt was covered by derivative instruments, capping the base rate of our loans at a weighted average cost of 8.9%. As a result, 2,953.6 million pesos of our debt is hedged against interest rate increases. At the end of last year, our bank lenders authorized financial covenant waivers until the fourth quarter of 2024, which underlines the strong relationship we have with our lending institutions. Financial liabilities decreased by 20.3% from 5,280.6 million pesos at the end of first quarter 23, 4,210.5 million pesos in first quarter 2024. Cash and cash equivalents increased 26.4% year over year to 929.2 million pesos. We have purchased approximately 5.1 million pesos of the company's shares. Net debt increased 1.2% versus fourth quarter 23 to 3,281.3 million pesos. To conclude, the first quarter of 2024 has seen us strengthen our balance sheet and enhance financial flexibility through strategic debt management. Despite increased operating costs, our focused revenue growth and cost management have maintained our robust financial performance. We are well positioned to continue our growth trajectory. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please begin the Q&A portion of our call.
Thank you. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial star 9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given permission to speak. You will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Andres Lomeli. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. I'm calling from LTA Capital. My first question is regarding the SG&A, which has been volatile during the past two quarters. I was wondering if you expect this level of SG&A to remain as seen in the first quarter, or do you expect additional reductions that were seen during the fourth quarter of 2023? And I have a follow-up question regarding the rise of 31% in the operating costs. What are you expecting for the following quarters? And maybe if you could provide some color as to the main reasons and factors that cause this rise in operating costs, it would be highly appreciated. Thank you.
Hi, Andres. This is Santiago. I would like to start by saying that, as we mentioned last quarter, the savings are not are not going to be sustainable going on forward. Compared to last quarter, we had some savings from the Marriott transaction that we monetized, or that we put in place on the last quarter. And this had to do with commissions to travel agencies, the marketing fund, and the loyalty program. In terms of the operating profit, we had more payroll as compared to the first quarter of last year. We have been doing, as Luis mentioned, a lot of investment in our F&B projects in terms of La Tula, the new concept that we have at different hotels. And we have also been doing some expenses and investments in the new IT platforms. Now, the operating costs compared to last year remember that we have the consolidated statements, and that before, the income that the operating company had was eliminated because that was a cost for the hotels. Now the fees that Marriott have and that Marriott charges to the properties is a cost that wasn't there before. So that's basically what is happening. I don't know if this answers your question.
Yes, I believe that's clear. I had another question regarding something that you mentioned in the report, which was about some increased investments in maintenance capex that were probably delayed during the pandemic. Could you maybe talk about what the CapEx is expected for the rest of 2024, or maybe an idea of the magnitude of these delayed CapEx expenditures? Thank
Sure.
you.
The investments, what we are doing, we kept investing in capital in replacement of FF&E during the pandemic at a lower pace, but we never stopped. Now, what we have done in the current last year and up to date is that we have been very selective on the different properties, depending on the market and occupancy, to do those investments in FF&E, in which we see a very fast payback. So what we are doing is you will continue to see the same pace for the rest of the year. And these don't go necessarily, the whole bunch of funds don't go necessarily to one property. They are really scattered among different properties depending on the market potential and the need and the let's say the need for asset for equipment that probably has reached their life expectancy, and we are let's say forced to do them. But normally, City Express has some reserve that we establish for the year based on sales, and we always keep track of that percentage, and we normally do and expend that amount no matter what in order to keep the properties in good shape. In this year, probably what you're looking is a little jump, because we're seeing the push of the market in terms of occupancy, and we don't want to have properties with rooms out of service because of a minor investment in replacement.
In addition, Andres, I would like to add that we have several remodeling processes in hotels that involve remodeling the whole property throughout, let's say, a 12 to 15-month period. So we do this by closing some of the floors and then going on forward.
Our next question comes from the line of Felipe Barragán. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hey, Hoteles City team, thanks for taking my question. This is Felipe Barragán from BTG. So I have a couple of questions. Congrats on the announcement of the Norte 19 change. I have a question in regards to what this entails in the context of the Fibra Stay transaction. Would this sort of delay that move? What sort of color could you give us on that? Yeah.
The Fibra Stay has been delayed because of market conditions and high cap rates in the market. Our investment, we like investing in real estate. We know how to structure deals. We know we are the only integrated company in Mexico and in LATAM in terms of having our own design facility in terms of for brands, for concepts, for hotels. We have a huge procurement base of suppliers that help us and having with us since the very beginning. Remember, we were used to open one hotel every 7 weeks. So that facility is intact, as well as our appetite for investment in assets. The project for the Fibra Stay remains in place, and we continue to seek opportunities to do or to find a way to grow fast that investment. Yeah, means deals with other large portfolios in the country or wherever they are. We will continue to seek the growth of assets, probably. But using the investment that we already have. So the moment there is market for it, that the market is ready for investment in real estate again, and lower cap rates, you will see us active in that sense. We have, in essence, what we're saying is we are moving to an asset lighter strategy because those are the services that we have. And we believe that the infrastructure of management and the IT infrastructure and knowledge, which because we have developed all the systems and software that took Citi to become the leader in this market segment in Mexico and LATAM, those were powered by our own management procedures as well as technology. So what we are trying is to capitalize and open our services and our knowledge to other brands and other opportunities, even for operating full service and all-inclusive properties. And
Great.
that is what we're doing. We're not diminishing any of the business that we have. We're only leveraging of what we have built. Thank you to the brand Hoteles City Express that we built, as well as the investment and the expertise to develop and manage plus IT.
Great. That was very clear. Thank you for that. And my other question is on, it's been a few months that the Marriott brand has been in place. What sort of commentary can you give us on what's changed besides just the Marriott logo being on the brand?
I think that we could have done a best transaction than getting into bed with the largest company in the world. So we are very happy of the transaction. Obviously, there are pains in any transition, and I think that we are almost over the hump in the integration of the distribution. We still see opportunities in many fields that we are working with the Marriott team, and we are really very happy and very glad, satisfied of the transactions that to us it was a no-brainer in the sense of merging the best distribution platform and the best recognized brand in this market segment in Mexico and some portions of LATAM with the largest distribution platform and probably the best in the world. And in addition, receive the amounts of funds and recognition of the brand created and using those funds to deliver the company and put it back in shape. I think we are well ahead of the pack in terms of both scenarios, the hotel lodging and productivity of our portfolio, as well as our balance sheet and the services we have created. And we have the knowledge we have in the company to capitalize on the coming market.
Nice. That was very clear. And you touched on leverage. What sort of debt to assets ratio would you be looking at, and what sort of timeline can we expect on that? Thank you.
We want to see the company at a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 3. We're in 3.3 right now, so we're going forward. And as we have mentioned before, we're looking to delever the company. So any excess cash that we have at different subsidiaries, we're making prepayments. As I mentioned during my script, no, we've been doing this. So we're also focusing on selling some of the unoperative assets, such as the land bank. And in terms as these will materialize, we'll be paying and prepaying debt for the loans that we have.
Great. That was very clear, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
For our next question, we will turn to David Lara. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hi, thank you for addressing my question. I'm David Lara from Sigmund Research. Could you elaborate on the drivers behind the substantial increase in your operational costs related to your revenue growth, particularly given that this revenue uptick was largely due to the ADR increase? And furthermore, what are your projections for this trend in the upcoming quarters?
Thank you, David. Yes, we're seeing, for example, that the fee, that we had before, the 4.5% room revenue that Operadora had, is now a cost for the properties. So that's going to stay in place. We had an increase also in payroll, and that will stay. That will remain. We had this increase last year around April, May. So you will see this impact comparing very well next quarter. Not necessarily because now we're comparing apples to pears. It's not the same comparison. And I would say that's basically where we see it.
Now, together with that is something very important. We have been able to increase rates almost at the parity, the same parity as inflation. And we have been able to absorb all that increasing cost by means of increasing prices. So margins will return to the ones we had last year. Now, the margins are coming from different means. Previously, we had an operadora, the operating company, the management company, that was receiving the benefits of the franchise fees that were charged to the hotels. And in this case, the operadora sold that stream of revenues for $100 million that we received them on a present value basis. So what is happening is the accommodation of the new revenue and savings, cost and savings goes to the hotels, and we expect to recover the loss of the EBITDA that we had from the franchise fees. We are recovering that as an overall company in the next 16 months. We have, many of them have passed, and we are well in shape in terms of the offer that we did, that we were going to recuperate those revenue losses or EBITDA losses from the franchise fees in 18 months. We are well ahead of schedule. So no matter what, the margins are recomposing, but in an overall company and cash flow, net cash flow, we are recovering. The net is positive, and we are well on track to recover those that EBITDA loss via efficiency, growth, and savings at the hotel levels, because the distribution plan, the distribution cost overall decreased as we integrated with Marriott because of the economies of scale. So I don't know whether it's a clear explanation, but in few words, is you have to see our devaluation today, at least for the time being, while the companies move from one year to the other, and we are one full year after the sale of the brand back in May 1st. In order to make a comparison, those 12 months, it would take still months to come. However, the analysis has to be done on EBITDA after interest expense service, interest expense, which is the one that was also based as a saving for the company and the return to shareholders based on net cash flow after debt service, not only EBITDA. So please do the analysis considering the savings in interest expense, and you'll see the returns that we have had already.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question will come from the line of Michael Burkle. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hi, this is Michael Burkle from Zenon Investments. Thanks for the presentation, and I have two questions, if I may. The first is that it seems like the undervaluation of the company is really probably best addressed by getting back to bottom line profitability. And for this, the biggest lever seems debt reduction. So could you please maybe expand a bit again on the asset sales that you have been looking at for quite some time, but nothing has materialized yet? and maybe also a timeline for the Fibra spin-off. Thank you.
So as thank you, Michael, for your questions. So going into the timing for the Fibra, as Luis mentioned before, we're waiting until market conditions are there, cap rates recover, and that the value makes sense in order to go out with the Fibra. We have everything ready, have everything in place, but just market conditions are not there. In terms of the savings that we had, we mentioned it. So it's basically 88 million from interest expense, then around 30 to from OTA commission reduction, and about 3 million, 4 million from credit card reduction commissions. So that gives you around 120 million compared to the 160 million that we announced before and in 18 months. That gives you around 10 million a month. So this is why Luis is saying that we'll recover the 160 million in 16 months instead of 18.
Now, when we did the evaluation of the transaction, we never considered any increase in revenue or increase in margins from operations other than the savings. And I guess that is exactly what is going to happen. We have we have found that in the integration that we suffered in the last 6 months with Marriott, we lost some sales at the beginning, but now things are getting even, and we will start to see the upside of the transaction via additional RevPAR based on the powerful distribution distribution platform of Marriott internationally, and that we have kept and are recovering the market penetration we had in the Mexican market through different channels that Seat Express used even before the sale of the brand. So the recovery of the expenses is along, is going well and within schedule. And what we remain to see, and we'll get to see them in the next months after these 7 months of the integration of the distribution platform, we will start seeing or capitalizing the additional revenue based on the transaction with Marriott.
Am I still on, or do I have to raise my hand again?
You're still on.
Ah, okay, thank you. So maybe I can go to my second question. I mean, given the current state, is it really prudent to increase investment, or maybe asking the other way around, what's your CapEx expectation for, let's say, this year, and how much of that are you diverting into the new tech platform? Or not the new tech platform, but basically, you know, the modification of the existing platform to make it sellable as software as a service. Thank you.
Thank you. So in terms of the CapEx that we have right now, as we mentioned before, we have opened the City Express Cancun Aeropuerto, which is finished. We are working into opening Monterrey Centro, which will open next month. That has 140 rooms. City Express Cancun Aeropuerto has 137 rooms, which is now in the 17,000 in the report. And then we will open Tijuana and Florido by the fourth quarter of this year, which has 123 rooms.
Both that last two hotels, that means El Florido in Tijuana and downtown Monterrey, are geared for the nearshoring market. So that's why we put the thrust on them in order to concentrate in the high growth areas of the country, as well as the airport in Cancun.
So for those two projects, we still need to have the financing come in for those two. And one, we have already our equity part, For Tijuana and Florido, we're still in the part where we're investing the equity, and then we will have the disbursement of the financial credit. Now, in terms of, the second question was...
How much of that, I mean, if you could maybe quantify the CapEx you expect for those two hotels, the equity part, and then what other CapEx do you expect this year, and how much CapEx do you need for the tech platform to basically...
So for those two properties, there's still a 200 million pesos investment that needs to go in. And we're going to disperse approximately like 200 million from financing credit lines. So in overall, that's the financing of those two properties will come from the banks. Now, in terms of the platform, a lot of it has been developed. As Reese mentioned before, these are the programs, apps, and all the structure and the platforms that we built in order to be profitable and in order to connect to existing platforms. So
roughly the investment is about 2 million. We are not, as Santiago was saying, we are not designing the platform. We're really in the process of rewriting the code in order to have it in a mode that is a really true software as a service. Even though today it's in the cloud and based on brand new technology, we are rewriting the whole deal and we will present it in a different way. But the algorithms and the programming is already known. We're just moving forward into a software as a service platform and a software as a service mode. So this is not a risky venture because we have had that platform operating already. We have 26,000 rooms in operation already for a portion of our platform, and other part of the software was powering our 17,000 rooms. So this is not a start from scratch. This is really a repositioning of the tool in order to be able to market it more efficiently and take it to the forefront of technology and security and flexibility and et cetera, et cetera. But the investment is around 2 million.
Thank you.
For our next question, we will turn to Armando Rodriguez. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hello, thank you for the call. This is Armando Rodriguez from Signum Research. Thank you, Luis, Santiago, Hector, for the call. And my question is related on the changes that we should expect on your balance sheet. You already mentioned the credit lines for the platform, but in the overall, what's the changes, for example, in the debt issuance, for example, or maybe equity issuance, or you're comfortable with the balance sheet to achieve these goals that you mentioned, considering all the change of your company name? Thank you.
Thank you for the question, and I think it touches upon a very interesting point. In essence, what we're doing is trying to leverage the asset light side of the company, which is an investment that it doesn't show a value that is not shown in our balance sheet nor in the valuation of the company today. I don't know why, but this means we showed when we sold the brand. At the prices that we sold it, we reflected a 5 pesos per share revenue or profit that was never shown before, where the same happens for the assets that we have in the company other than the real estate, the brick and mortar, as well as the unproductive assets, which are land under development. So what you will see, it's really a shift in terms of revenue being generated without the need of investment in assets a heavy investment in assets. Moving our platform to manage full services properties, it's almost, the cost is incrementally low, and will not in any means, as well as the $2 million that we're investing in the platform, by any means are important, relevant in the overall picture of the company. We will continue to use our cash flow to grow selectively some assets in destinations, and in order to put to work some of the unproductive assets that we have. And we will try to increase, we will endeavor ourselves to increase revenue from the asset light businesses. We will continue to deliver the company, and we are planning to be under 3x debt to EBITDA in the coming 12 months, just because of the growth in revenue and not increasing the leverage of the company. Even though we open new hotels, they will come from current lines, additional lines, but at the same time, we will continue to amortize some other debt that we have for the long term. So in essence, you should not expect a major change in the leverage of the balance of the company. And if you find it, it's going to be in delevering, not increasing the debt. So it is a very healthy way of growing, capitalizing on the strengths and the knowledge of the company that we have built during the life of City Express, which is a fine team to for develop, design, and be a project manager of properties. And that service continues to be sold and used by third parties. We will expand our management to other brands and other categories of hotels with higher rates and higher, larger properties. And we are relaunching in a different form and fashion our IT technology in order to capitalize faster and consider it as a mean and way to grow.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Luis.
We have not received any further questions at this point, so that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Luis Barrios for his closing remarks.
Thank you guys for being with us today in our call. We are pleased with how the integration with Marriott has progressed, and we are poised to capitalize on the opportunities that the market has presented to Norte 19. As always, we appreciate your trust and support as we work to generate sustainable value for our shareholders. If you have any questions or feedback, please don't hesitate to get in touch. We would be more than happy to speak with you anytime soon.
Thank you. That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.